You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll learn about a state program that helps place graduating physicians in Wisconsin's rural areas.
First, an upcoming Wisconsin festival looks to celebrate the contributions made by people with disabilities in and around the state's capital city. The 5th annual Disability Pride Festival takes place this Saturday in Madison and brings together artists, musicians, disability advocates, and many more.
Kate Moran joins us now to talk more about the festival and what to expect from it. Kate is president of the board for the group Disability Pride. Kate, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Well, we'll get into some of the specifics in a little bit, but I wanted to ask you, what role do you think that the Disability Pride Festival serves?
Well, I think it's a chance for people with disabilities to come together and unite with other people who are like them, meet other people like them, share their challenges, share their successes, and for all of us to appreciate how much everyone contributes to our society, but especially people with disabilities contribute.
And can you tell us a little bit about how the festival first got started?
Well, there's a Disability Pride Parade in Chicago that I think is about 14 years old now. 15 it would be, because two people from Madison, Sarah Karen and Karen Milstein, went down there to see the parade, and they ran into Jason Glazier, who's our civil rights disability specialist, and they said, we should do this here in Madison. So I ran into Sarah in the parking lot of where we worked about 3 months after that, and she said, well, we need some help, and so I jumped in, and we got grants from the Madison Arts Commission, from Dane Arts, Kathy Truba from the McBurney Center at that time came in and donated the sign language interpreters. MG&E jumped on board, and off we went.
So it's been a group effort there. Can you tell us a little bit more about the events and the activities that go on?
Well, it's really grown. We've always had a main stage, and this year we're really excited to have Galen Lee back again. Last year she won NPR's Tiny Desk Concert, and she's an amazing violinist who plays with a looping machine and creates these just amazing sounds.
I have seen her, yeah. That's a special person to have there for sure.
Yeah, so there will be a stage. T. Banks from Black Lives Matter will be emceeing the stage, and he'll be fantastic. So then there's also a karaoke stage, or for people who want to perform, there will be a climbing wall where we'll be talking about adaptive climbing, and there will be food, and there is about 50 exhibitors.
How many people typically come?
Well, last year we had 450, and we were in Brittingham Park. This year, because they're building an accessible playground in Brittingham Park, we had to move to Tenney Park. So we think we might even have more people at Tenney. We are having a lot of excitement and a lot of buzz this year.
Do you think the part of the idea behind the festival is maybe to clear up misconceptions about just what a disability is?
Absolutely. It's showing everyone that there are things that people with disabilities are doing that are valuable, amazing, and wonderful.
And have you had people be surprised at what they find there when they come?
Well, absolutely. People are surprised, and people are thrilled, and people are excited to meet other people working on the same issues that they are. I mean, this year our community is facing tremendous challenges with, you know, tonight's threat to Medicaid, and so many people have been able to leave institutions using that program that we've really been fighting for our lives. So it's time to celebrate and be together.
Kate Moran is with us right now. She's president of the board for the group Disability Pride. The Disability Pride Festival takes place this Saturday in Madison. And Kate, if people are listening to you talk and think it sounds cool, how can they get involved?
Well, I'd say come to the festival at this date. I mean, we're a day and a half from it. Please come to the festival. Check it out. It's going to be fun for everyone. There are lots and lots of different vendors. Lots of people have come together with this. We have a wonderful web page that lists all our sponsors. There's going to be crafts. There's going to be a special children's area. And because we're in Tenney Park, MSCR is going to be offering free accessible pontoon boat rides.
Oh, nice. And is this a community that continues after the festival ends? Is there a community around this?
Oh, yeah. And we're talking even more about our plans for next year. You know, we're looking at doing some theater producing in the fall. We're all about just getting the talent of people with disabilities, magnifying it, boosting it, making sure that their voices get heard.
Do you have any big dreams for the festival, blue sky stuff that you're really hoping to get off the ground in the next year or two?
Well, I think just growing, you know, at the rate we've been growing, we've been picking up 75 to 100 more participants a year. And that's a good, healthy growth for an organization that's all volunteer with no paid staff. You know, and we need to grow slow so that it doesn't get beyond us. But it's been a great experience for everyone involved.
We've talked to some people on the program maybe who have a new disability and struggle with adapting to changes they might have to make in their life. Is coming to this festival a place to start maybe to meet some people and connect with a community?
Absolutely. I mean, I'll bring up the case of my partner, Sashi Misher, who worked for years at Room of One's Own, so folks might know her from State Street, but she started working on the festival because I had a disability, and she at first was like, what is this all about? And then the second year, she became diagnosed with myasthenia gravis. And it's been incredible for her to have this community of activists to grow into. Yeah, disability is one of the few minorities that we're really not looking to grow. You know, nobody wants to be more disabled. Mm-hmm. But people who are disabled keep going. There is so much life after a diagnosis. You know, there are some groups like Madison Spinal Cord Injury that make that their mission, to go in and let other people know how much there is to do. One of the great things about the festival that you can see that you can't always see in Madison are adaptive bikes. We bring up Creative Mobility from St. Charles. And the rumor that someone told me the first year is that there was only one adaptive bike to be bought in Madison and you couldn't take it out of the showroom. So here we are. Hal comes with a whole trailer full of probably about 200, 300 bikes with all kinds of adaptations. And, you know, people can get on bikes again who haven't been on bikes in decades.
Okay, that sounds great, and I wish you a great weekend and good weather. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Kate Moran, president of the board for the group Disability Pride. The Disability Pride Festival takes place this Saturday in Madison.